Miracle Summer Hour. Philco Corporation, makers yesterday of radar and electronic equipment that helped win the war, makers now of products for good living in a world at peace, presents a special program in the spirit of this day of prayer and thanksgiving. A program dedicated to our men and women who fought in this greatest of all wars. We will present Paul Whiteman, the Dean of Modern American Music, the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Chorus, our singing star, Miss Georgia Gibbs, Earl Wilde, brilliant young piano virtuoso, and as special guest, Rear Admiral Harold Gardner Bowen, Chief of the Office of Research and Inventions, United States Navy. Now, Paul Whiteman.
We all remember another Sunday, December 7th, 1941. That day, the Japs hit Pearl Harbor. They gave us a setback they thought we couldn't survive. Today, Sunday, August 19th, 1945, we've proved how wrong they were. This is a day of thanksgiving for prayer and music. Music that's close to the heart of that kid next door who marched off to war and brought back the biggest prize there is, victory. So to the kids in khaki, navy blue, the green of the Marines, and their sisters who donned uniforms too, our dedication to the armed forces.
United States. fight for the right of a man.
Looked forward to tomorrow when the hour was darkest. We looked with steadfast faith to that dawn that would surely come. No music better expresses that thought for us in this our bright hour of victory. All the world is waiting for the sunrise. Nazis tried to dictate the music people should listen to and like. Now Europe is free, and so is its music. Earl Weill takes an inspiration from a classical European master, and we hear the second movement of the Scharwenka Piano Concerto. Thank you. breathe a fervent prayer today. Of all people, none gave more than these brave women who watched their sons and daughters march off to join the colors. Georgia Gibbs voices the song each mother hummed as she thought of her loved one, the Brahms Lullaby. Americans are full of optimism for the future, and rightfully so. Our boys and girls fought a war to secure a peace, a way of life that they were brought up to believe in. So we here in the Philco family, with the entire country, look forward to the America of tomorrow, and the music make way for tomorrow.
Today's the day to make way for
Now that peace is here, a grateful America offers its heartfelt thanks to our armed forces. The veil of military security has been lifted, and the story of what the magic invention radar has done in winning the war can be told. It is a great honor to have as guest a man who has been foremost in developing radar. It is a privilege to present to our Philco summer listeners Rear Admiral Harold Gardner Bowen, Chief of the Office of Research and Inventions, and the man who headed the research for the Navy which led to the atomic bomb.
Thank you, Paul Whiteman. And it reflects no discredit on our fighting men on land and sea and air to say that radar won the war. Radar was the mighty weapon. Offensively, it led the planes through the black of night, through fog, through overcast to their targets. Its magic electronic finger reached out to touch its targets, pointing the way for bombs to fall. It revealed the presence of enemy objectives, whether submarine, battleship, gun emplacement, or ammunition dump. The battles of Coral Sea, Midway, and Guadalcanal, using 100% American radar, turned the tide in the Pacific and put the task force on the map.
Admiral Bowen, for 2 years now on this broadcast, we've always opened our program with the words, Philco, makers of radar and electronic equipment to help win the war. Now it can be told that Philco pioneered in the secret radar bombsite nicknamed Mickey by our air forces in England.
The Mickey was the answer to the bombardier's prayer. It was a quadruple threat weapon used by Allied bombers, both in offense and defense. Offensively, the Mickey gave the bomber crew eyes that pierced the overcast or darkest night and spotted targets more than 100 miles away. Special attachments on the Mickey enabled the bombardier to concentrate his radar picture on a specific target area, an oil dump, a Jap battleship.
Then I understand the Mickey not only located the target, but showed exactly where in flight the bomb load should be dropped. And that through fog, rain, sleet, or snow.
Right. We even found it helped the Norden bomb site in daylight for improved bombing accuracy. Defensively, Mickey served two vital purposes. Used in conjunction with land radar beacon stations, it provided the plane's navigator with a simple, accurate course to and from the target. A bomber could fly a direct course in bad weather or darkness without wasting gas. Also, Mickey helped detect the presence of enemy aircraft.
Admiral Bowen, I'm Glenn Riggs of the Philco family. I understand the 8th Air Force used the Mickey in bombing German coastal defenses through the clouds on D-Day, a half hour before H hour, saving thousands of American lives.
That's right, Mr. Riggs. And before D-Day, in a single mission, the 15th Air Force knocked out more than 1.5 million tons of German oil supplies. I'd be inclined to go along with General Arnold when he said it was the most important piece of equipment used by the aerial forces in the invasion of France.
You make us very proud of what our flying men of all the services have done, Admiral Bowen. It's an honor for the men and women of Philco to have pioneered in the Mickey.
Yes, with the cooperation of Navy scientists and the radiation laboratory of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, Philco perfected Mickey airborne radar. What that contribution did to win the war is literally beyond belief. The important thing is, we won the victory. Now, in peace, we must hold our gains and keep the strength that will ensure a lasting peace.
Thank you, Admiral Bowen, for being our guest. Now that the sensational story of Mickey, the miraculous radar bomb site used by the Army Air Forces against military and industrial targets in Germany, and by the bombers that brought Japan to its knees and brought us VJ Day, has been told, we are humbly proud. For when the urgent need arose for this new secret radar bomb site, a complex device that weighed over 300 pounds and had more than 80 tubes, the Army and Navy came to Philco. Mickey was what the American Air Forces call a crash assignment. To speed production, Philco engineers, out of their radio production know-how, devised the first moving conveyor lines ever known in radar. And as the Philco Laboratories now turn from radar production to radio for your home, their wartime contribution to electronic science will bring you the newest and finest developments in radio and recorded music, plus spectacular improvements in FM and television. This is Glenn Riggs saying goodbye. We'll be back next week with Paul Whiteman, the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Chorus, Georgia Gibbs and the Merrimacks. Same time, same station. This is the...